don't say much, 'cause there's not too much to say. I never call, but I just can't stay away. She has a reach that grabs you, so very weird to say. She is wild, wild,
listening to the radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Bravo!
Time.
10:16 in the morning here at WMFO Medford. Yeah, I'm living in the past. It's happened before. It'll happen again. I'm Mike. How are you? Just finished the most recent five-song set. Let me tell you about that one. Started off with, as I mentioned, the Mark Bell Experience. Brand new single from him and the band called Power Fever. Now, I didn't mention on my talk-up that we're lucky that Mark is still here. About 6 months ago, Mark had a legit medical emergency, and he's been through it. And the fact that he's back up and doing what he loves to do and putting out music like that, that was Power Fever. Love you, Mark. Glad you're okay. Unbelievable. All right, next was Nervous Eaters from their latest record called Monsters and Angels. That was Wild Eyes. They are right now in the studio whipping up, I think it's 16 new songs that they got. I forget the number, but something like that, a bunch of them. So Nervous Eaters recording now to bestow on us soon. There's going to be a bunch of singles first, and then the record will come out sometime next year. Can't wait. Boston's own Nervous Eaters. All right, Gang was next. That is Gang of Four from 1979's Entertainment CD. Were there CDs back in 79? No, that was an LP. I found that Essence Rare. Really nice to hear them. Ty Siegel with the opposite of quiet music. It wouldn't be played on an elevator. Ty Siegel's famous for doing just... I can't say what I want to say. 2010, Ty had a record called Melted. Mm-hmm. That was Girlfriend. And, man, fifth song of the set, from the state of Maine, Sasha and her band When Particles Collide. 2016, there was a record called Echo Tone. That was Fight. You know, I saw them a couple years ago. I guess it was just before the plague. And me and Jeff Myers from Mark Skin Radio saw them, and our chins just hit the floor. I mean, what a great band. When Particles Collide, that was Fight. I hope they're going to record some new stuff. I know they haven't been able to. Haven't done it. Will do it, I hope. Love that band. All right. Speaking of Love That Band, I played something new from this one last time. It's Extreme, and I mentioned that if you live around here, you certainly know about the legacy of the band Extreme. And I played something last week, and I heard from a bunch of people, like five people, who said, you know, that's a good song, but this one is the one you should play. So this time we're going to hear this one, and this one is actually called Pound Rebel. Get ready, everybody. New noise from Extreme. WMFO Medford.
Agitator, rabble rouse. It's a medical breakthrough. Doctors are prescribing something new to help prevent cancer and improve survival rates. But you don't get it filled at the pharmacy. The answer is as close as your local supermarket. That's right. Research has shown that a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, beans, whole grains, and other high-fiber vegetarian foods protects against cancer and can even help survival rates. Side effects of a vegetarian diet include increased energy, lower cholesterol levels, and better overall health. And with the right recipes, a high-fiber vegetarian diet can be a delicious way to help shed those unwanted pounds. So, stock up today. For a free nutrition booklet filled with delicious cancer-fighting recipes, visit cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. That's 866-906-WELL. This message brought to you by the Cancer Project, committed to preventing cancer and improving survival.
When the chips are down, you lay it on the line. Are you gonna run? Are you gonna run from the baby? If the words don't come, you take a little time. Are you gonna run? Are you gonna run from the baby? Oh my.
WMFO, Medford, 10:35 in the morning. How you doing? All right. Got through five of the six sets. And let me tell you what I did here as I hiccup. It's always nice. And let's see. We had two new noises in that set. I'll start with the first one. The first song of the set was by Extreme from a A-B single type of thing they did called Banshee and Pound Rebel. That was Pound Rebel, and that just punched you right in the face, just where you want it. That was terrific. Next was Sports Team from 2020. There was a record called Deep Down Happy. That was Here It Comes Again. Boston's own Kia Caustic doing just great work lately. Single that was updated here in 2023 called Closets. XTC with a classic from the 2001 CD called Skylarking. That was a remastered version of Earn Enough for Us. And the other new noise was Low Cut Connie, one of my favorite bands. They're quirky, they're fun, they're poppy, they're power poppy, they're everything. So they have a brand new record called Art Dealers, and that was Are You Gonna Run? Questioning somebody if you can figure it out. But can't wait for that the rest of that new record to be around so I can play it. All right. I mentioned at the top of the show that one of the new noises is brand new Foos. Well, guess what time it is? It's time for Foo Fighters' new track. All over the internet, people are sort of wondering, because this is the first release since Taylor, you know, and everybody's like, well, who's on drums? I don't know. So a lot of people are saying it must be Dave Grohl. I don't know. But anyway, speaking of punches you right in the face, where you like it, this is like classic Foo Fighters sound. This is really good. This is called Rescued, and it's new noise right here at WMFO Medford.
What? hospitality. Left me stranded, took away my pride. Just another note of confidentiality. I kept on looking for a sign in the middle of the night, but I couldn't see the light.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
Girls all over. set you on fire, so your body's shaking down like wire. And you can hear the rock and roll, and all the records gonna turn to gold. It's an out and out fantasy. You gotta live your dreams for real. Oh, I hate them cats the most, rockin' from coast to coast.
WMFO, Medford, 10:55 in the morning. I'm Mike. How you doing? I'm just about at the end of my time here. I think, anyway, that somebody from Something About the Women will be in here, but I don't know who it is, and I don't know where she is. So we'll see if they show up in the next 5 minutes or so. I certainly hope so. All right, let me tell you about this. I put this piece of paper here so I wouldn't forget to tell you. Last week, I told you at the top of the show, and I'll tell you now. Right now is a very exciting time for us here at WMFO. It is our annual donations drive. If you didn't know, this station runs via donations, kind donations from you, the listeners, and you always come through. So this year, I'd like to remind you, if you would love to keep the station freeform and supporting us here at Tufts Freeform Radio, please consider donating to our 2023 donations drive. If you'd like to do it online, you can go to give.tufts.edu and right under the designation, select Arts, Sciences, and Engineering, then select Other, then put WMFO, or if you'd like, you could send us a check and find out all about the prizes and the mailing address, all of that stuff. It's right at WMFO.org. Just go there and click the Donations tab, and you can see everything you'll need. Thank you so much for considering donating to help us out and keeping us freeform. All right, let me tell you what we played in that last set here at 10:56 in the morning. Started out with New Noise, Foo Fighters. Oh my, yeah, brand new from them. That was called Rescued. Don't know who it was on drums. Don't know who it was. Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes from a 1992 collection called Satisfaction Guaranteed, the best of Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. That was Wake Up, Everybody, featuring the great Teddy Pendergrass Jr., and that was a request for RSL. Hoping that we all can wake up at some point. Climax Blues Band were next from a collection in 1976 called Gold Plated. That was Couldn't Get It Right. Peter Wolf, Boston's Own, from 2002's record called Sleepless. That was Never Like This Before. And just heard The Stompers from 1983. It is an absolute gem. That was Coast to Coast. Life is funny, man. I remember growing up around here listening to the Stompers, you know, and looking at Sal Baglio doing his thing. And a couple months ago, he was sitting right across from me talking to me about his stuff. So life is funny. Life is good. All right. Sue did just come in studio here for Something About the Women. So I'm going to play one more song, and then we're going to talk to Sue and get her behind the board. So this isn't New Noise, but I wanted to play it again because it needs to be heard. It's a great artist called Blake Morgan. He's got a great record called Violent Delights. I'm going to leave you with this. This one is called Down Below, or Up Above. This is WMFO. Back with Sue in just a minute.